Christians mobilized to help quake victims in Guatemala. More trouble hits an Azerbaijani church. And what do college kids in the U.S. believe in? We'll tell you more about these and other stories on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Guatemala's rescue workers are searching for the missing in the wake of a deadly earthquake. Aftershocks forced quake survivors into the streets overnight. The magnitude 7.4 quake struck Wednesday in the same area that was recovering from a volcanic eruption in September. Paradise Bound Ministries' Dan Smith says it happened right before a pastoral training conference.
We have about 30 lay pastors. Half of them have family connections in that San Marcos area, and so even as we go out to the villages and we're transporting these lay pastors into our facility for that four-day conference, we're going to have the opportunity immediately to talk through what it is that we can do to be able to help them.
Smith says they're bringing the resources they have to bear.
That whole region of the country is just in a lot of need right now for prayer, but also just need even financially for ministries such as ours to be able to go in and do what we can on the humanitarian level, but then also utilize this to be able to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Next, a pastor in Azerbaijan has endured trial after trial. Eric Mock with Slavic Gospel Association says,
if it wasn't difficult enough for Zohar to endure incarceration, his wife has been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer.
Officials chose this time to raid the church led by Pastor Zaur Belayev, claiming it wasn't registered.
Literature was then confiscated, and local authorities went through and kind of rifled through the office, reminding everyone of the oppression that it was occurring during the Soviet days.
Azerbaijan is part of Central Asia, a small pocket of countries between Iran and Russia. Religious freedom seems to be disappearing in this region as Islam becomes increasingly tied with national identity.
All this, included with pressure from the Russian government to really pull them back in line, has resulted in a harvest that seems to be difficult to harvest.
Pray for Pastor Belayev and his wife, and pray for the nations of Central Asia. This is Mission Network News. Chinese pastors in rural China received a once-in-a-lifetime gift, a pastor's study Bible from Voice of China in Asia. VOCA raised enough money to purchase 800. They have maps, a concordance, notes, and cross-references. They not only gave them to the pastors, but they taught them how to use them.
How to put the material together, and then how to turn what they're studying has produced into a sermon. And so we took them through all three steps. And it was just a phenomenal experience.
Since most of these pastors serve about 150 people, it'll have a huge impact.
And when you multiply that by the hundreds that we've done, you come up with over 100,000 people can be impacted just by training the pastors.
Bibles are also needed for church members. $100 purchases 20 Bibles. They have a goal of 48,000 Bibles for their May trip, and you can go too. We'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. And Urbana 12 is just around the corner. It's a student missions conference held every 3 years, sponsored by InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. Each one has a unique focus on the current college generation. Urbana Program Director Nikki Toya Macedo explains this year's.
One of the things that I've noticed with this student generation is that they are a global generation. They're a volunteer-oriented generation. They're into charity.
But charity without the gospel can be superficial. That's part of Urbana's challenge to attendees this year.
I think actually there's something that God planted in this generation's heart that's actually very much his heart, and that's really a love for the world and a love for all the peoples of the world.
Urbana 12 is held in St. Louis, Missouri from December 27th through the 31st.
We end Urbana with an amazing New Year's Eve celebration, and to me it feels like the best way to start the year as being commissioned out to be his light and salt in the world.
If you want to go, you need to register soon. Registration is going up November 12th. We'll get you connected at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to remember the persecuted church and help M&N at the same time? With your gift of any amount, I'll send you a package of One With Them wristbands for you and your family. The rubber barbed wire looking wristband will help remind you to pray for persecuted believers. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the One With Them wristband link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.